watch sports on television when you have a little stake in the game. It's fun. Make sure that you gamble responsibly. Make sure that you only gamble what you can afford to lose, and just enjoy yourself. Don't get all, if it gets to be too stressful, stop for a while. That's because being stressed and betting do not go together. My next guest is at Zach Steenblok on Twitter. It would be Zach Steenblok on the phone. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. It's kind of a, it's a Tuesday. I knew that you were coming on. It's kind of a reminiscing about this senior group that's getting ready to graduate from Iowa State, that's brought, pretty much brought Iowa State football back to meaning something.
Yeah, you know, it's sad to see those guys go. Hopefully what they've done to the program, you know, they've taught the younger recruits in classes the same thing.
You know, you have Breece Hall is up for the Doak Walker Award. Man, the way it looks, Michigan State had a little bit better year. Kenneth Walker had a little bit better stats. So I don't know if he's going to win that. The John Mackey Award for best tight end, if they use that same thing and they go off stats, Charlie Kolar's the with stats, and I think just in general, I think is the best tight end in college football. What do you think?
Yeah, and you know, Kyle Pitts wasn't there to take, you know, the spotlight from Kohler, and then you have Breece Hall. He's had a tremendous year. I think the touchdown streak is going to help him with the votes. But the Michigan State running back is so good. And, you know, they've been on TV a lot more in the headlines. And they did. I don't know how good of a game he had against Ohio State last week, but you got to assume that they're not going to give it to an Iowa State guy, which is sad.
Yeah, that it doesn't work in our favor sometimes. I will definitely give you that. When you are looking towards this weekend, it's Thanksgiving, so Thursday. We have family coming in. We're getting ready to go pick one up at the airport here in a little bit. It's not the greatest three games that you could ask for, but they're not horrible. You get the Bears and the Lions. That's a staple. 11 o'clock. It's the first thing you start, you know. You're starting to think you're going to get some lunch or dinner coming. You get the Raiders and the Cowboys, and you get the Bills and the Saints. Not a ton to get excited about, but still, it's football on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's not horrible. That first game isn't going to be good. I hope that the Lions win. I don't know if you saw it, but the Bears announced that they're probably going to fire Nagy after the game on Thursday. I don't know if it was actually the Bears or it was someone reporting it, but it doesn't look like he's going to be the head coach after the game. The Cowboys Raiders, I think, will be good. They're two, you know, fun teams to watch. Derek Carr and Dak Prescott. I did last week before, I think it was on Thursday, I bet the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. So I need them to scrape some more wins together and, you know, get hot here as the season's winding down. And then, you know, hopefully Kamara's back for the Saints, and that'll be a, you know, interesting game. Regardless, I don't care if they're good teams or bad teams. It's another day of football.
It's another day of football. The Buffalo Bills need a win.
They really do.
After a really embarrassing loss over the weekend. When we talked about some of these Iowa State, I don't know if you saw it on social media, but it was after Brock Purdy had to go in and go through concussion protocol back in the locker room. Then he came back out, and he was sitting on the sidelines, and him and Matt Campbell had his arm around him, and they were sitting there talking. I think Brock Purdy was trying to say, hey, I need to go back in. That relationship, I remember the day I was at Robin Don Young's house when we were playing Okie State, and they brought Brock Purdy in to that game, and he dominated that game. You've seen a lot of Iowa State football. Where do you put Brock Purdy in the hierarchy?
I mean, I'm not sure. Probably, you know, Seneca Wallace is one. And, you know, I think Brock Purdy's probably two. He has all the records. You know, he's really brought Iowa State onto the map. He's a great guy. It seems like the team loves him. He's charismatic. And I'm going to miss him. You know, it's tough to see him go. Hopefully, you know, he'll come back for, you know, future games, and we'll get to see him at halftime or something like that. But he's done good for Iowa State, and, you know, I'm happy we had a pretty much a four-year starter in him. It's always nice to, you know, get behind a quarterback for a while and know what to expect. He does make some bonehead plays here and there, but
don't we
he's
all?
Just a college. He's a college player, and he's better than a lot of quarterbacks that other teams have. And it's too bad that Breece Hall is probably not gonna. He's probably gonna enter the draft this year, and we're probably gonna have a whole new team next year, which is fun. But you know, it kind of feels like when Niang and Naz and Matt Thomas and all those guys left. You know, just. You know, you get the next wave of hopefully Iowa State greats.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Once again, we're talking to Zach Steenblok. He's at Zach Steenblok on Twitter. I agree with that, and I think it's a fitting way to go out. It's supposed to be nice. It's going to be fun being in the stadium and seeing those guys, you know, for the final time, and hopefully a bowl game in their reaches right now. If you're looking, so the BCS. The playoff poll will come out probably right when I'm getting off the air. The coaches poll in the AP top 25 came out early today and late yesterday. Both of them, the AP has Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, Cincinnati, Notre Dame as the top five. The coaches poll have Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Cincinnati, and Notre Dame. If you had to look at that, And you and I have both watched Georgia. We've watched Alabama. We've watched Ohio State. I haven't caught a Cincinnati game yet. And I've watched a couple of Notre Dame games that weren't the Cincinnati game. Which one of those teams, if you think Georgia is the best team, that's the first question. If two, and the second question would be, who do you think has the best chance of beating Georgia?
I think Georgia has the best defense. I'm not sure if they're the best team. They definitely, let me rephrase that. They are the best team. They have the best defense. Can they be beaten? I think so in the playoff. If you have, you know, some time to prepare for them. I do think Ohio State can beat them, and I might bet them to win the national championship this year. They've looked so good. They're so electric. Their receivers are tremendous. Their quarterback is, I believe, a true freshman.
Playing really well.
Yeah, and he's playing lights out. They lost to Oregon early in the season. You know, teams, you know, it's like Iowa State. You have to figure it out in the beginning, and then you just get hot. I think Ohio State's hot right now. And what Georgia has kind of going against them is that they've played teams that aren't too good, so, you know, it's trying to keep – you know, staying hot, right? You're playing good teams. You're playing good football. You can kind of get complacent if you're not playing, you know, those top caliber teams. So we'll see. I could also see Alabama beating Georgia in the SEC championship game.
I
don't think
I'm
that's
not,
out of the question.
No, I'm not either. I just don't know how good Alabama's defense is.
Right. But their offense is pretty electric. And if you can put up points, you know, you can win games, obviously. But I do hope that Cincinnati gets in. We've seen we're Notre Dame fans, love Notre Dame, but they have never really earned it, so to speak, in the playoffs. They haven't won a game. I mean,
never been close in those final four games.
And then I don't know how you put them in over Cincinnati. They won head to head. That's tough.
You can't do that.
I also think, do you keep Oklahoma State, you know, on your radar if they go in, this weekend and, you know, kick the crap out of Oklahoma, and then they turn around and probably play. Would they play Oklahoma again in the championship weekend? You know, they can make a statement these next two weekends and to get into the playoff over another team.
That may be Cincinnati's biggest worry, is that Oklahoma State wins that and then wins the Big 12. That's going to hurt more than Notre Dame, because I don't think Notre Dame can't do anything to get above them. for who they have left to play. If it stayed like this, if you had Georgia and Cincinnati, I mean, you like the sports bet, you like to, you know, look out there in the future. I mean, is that a 14, 17 point spread?
I mean, it's a big spread.
I think it's a big spread too.
The one thing going for Cincinnati is that their offense is pretty good. I don't think that their defense will be able to stop Georgia, just because in that sense you have the guy across from you. You know every single player is bigger, faster, stronger. You know, that kind of aspect. The guy going up next to you is big, is, you know, a highly touted recruit in the national presence. And it's not the same for Cincinnati players. And, you know, maybe it's going to be a good game, but I could see it being, you know, a 14-point spread.
And, you know, Luke Fickle, he's one of those names out there that's going to get one of these jobs if they move. You know, and I think I wanted to get your opinion on this. You know, a lot of people, they're talking LSU, they're talking Florida, you know, USC. When you're a Matt Campbell or a Luke Fickle or who was the other big name that's out there? There's another one that it's escaping me. But if you're those two coaches there, and you've always been out there, and people have always been saying, when you have a Florida program that went to three, he's been there for 4 years. They went to three New Year Day Bowls 3 years in a row, and then he had a bad year this year, and they fire him. You have Ed Orgeron. You wanted, even though that I don't think Ed's a very good coach, you won a national championship 2 years ago, and they fired you. And USC has been winning, but there's not a lot of people there. But you had a winning record, and they fired you. You went to a bowl game 3 years in a row. They hadn't done that for a while. Why would you be some of these coaches and be even thinking about going somewhere that would be willing to fire you having a winning record?
Yeah, that is the tough part about going to, you know, some big programs like that. But also, those programs are going to pay you tremendous amounts of money.
That's
and then
true.
There's also that percentage of, hey, I could win a national championship here. I could go on a run. I could become the next great, you know, coach in college football. That's always kept probably in the back of their minds. But it just comes down to what is best for the coach, you know, what they want. I think Matt Campbell fits perfectly in Iowa State. I don't think he would fit in a town USC, LSU, Florida. I don't think he matches that sort of, what's the right word? Just that spotlight presence. He doesn't really talk much to the media that much.
And it's not about winning and losing. I mean, it's about winning and losing. We all know that, but it's not the only thing, winning and losing. And I think that would hurt him in those. Here's a really cool thing. This put a smile on my face, and every time I'm in a bad mood, I think of this. The four teams that the Big 12 have coming in, when Texas and Oklahoma leave, they have one thing in common, those four teams that Texas does not have in common. And you know what it is. I'm going to let the audience know. Those four teams are all bowl eligible, and Texas is not bowl eligible in the Big 12, and they're moving to the SEC. That is a Christmas present that just keeps on giving.
Yeah, and Texas should. What I've always said is Texas has the best facilities. They have so much money there. Just to go on recruiting trips and things like that, and to get players to want to come there, it's warm. And they have, like I said, great facilities. They should always be a top 10 team. I don't understand how you can have skids like this. And there, you always think it goes back to, you know, in the early 2000s when they were playing USC, you know, every year, and there was just tons of people at games, and it was like they were untouchable, right? They were like the Alabama of, you know, today. It's not like that, and I don't know who can turn it around. I don't know how they've gotten, you know, so bad. It doesn't make any sense.
And they're already paying two coaches millions of dollars to not coach.
Right. And I think the Big 12 got lucky too. And the Big 12 commissioners probably, you know, pat himself on the back that, hey, I got these teams in when at the peak, right? You know, BYU is good. Cincinnati is good.
Houston's good.
UCF didn't, I don't know if UCF had that great of a year, but Houston's, you know, playing pretty well too. Hopefully that stays the same. It's going to take a while to get used to that. But I think it's good for Iowa State too. We can keep growing as a football program and hopefully be the top tier Oklahoma and Big 12 soon enough.
Okay, we got about 2 minutes left, you're a baseball fan a little bit. I'm probably a bigger baseball fan. Here's one of the problems that baseball has. Today, the Tampa Bay Rays paid Wander Franco a 12-year contract worth $225 million, Zach. And you know I watch baseball, and I follow baseball. I had no idea in the world who he was until I saw him, and I'm like, why wasn't this guy on TV more? He's amazing. Yeah,
I don't know who that is.
Exactly. He got $225 million from a Tampa Bay Rays team that doesn't pay people. That's crazy. That's a problem for Major League Baseball that we don't know their up-and-coming stars. If they want to look for something, look for that.
Yeah, and another thing to go off that, they shouldn't black out games.
Oh,
let us
watch
as many games as we can. You know, give the fans the content they need. I love watching baseball, just turning it on. Just in the background, you know, you look up. There's a lot of time in between things. But it's great to have on the background. Sounds like you ran out of time. But
we did, buddy. Hey, I'll be seeing you in the next few days. Thanks for coming on and joining the program today. And I'll see you in a bit, bub.
Yep. Yeah, thank you.
Talk to you later. Zach Steenblok. Listening to Steen on Sports. Bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I'll be back right after this break.
It's green, moron.
1700 The Champ. Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Whew, two segments left. Four-day weekend. No, I got to come in tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Dang it. That's what happens. I'm glad it's Tuesday. Because we still have Wednesday. There we go. I'm in. Tomorrow we're going to do a little bit of happy hour sports with Steen and Scott. He's going to call in. He's got a family holiday thing starting early, so we're going to take care of that. Once again, you are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Speaking of Thanksgiving, sports-related, 11 a.m., Bears, Lions. 3 p.m., Raiders, Cowboys. 8 p.m., Bills and Saints. Right here on the radio. All right. This segment, the next to last segment, is going to be brought to you by Laser Home Services. If you are needing repairs to your heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical, I know cooling, we probably don't need cooling. It was kind of warm today. You can do that with Laser Home Services. I love their customer service. I love how the interaction is between you and Laser Home Services, how they tell you how long it's going to be before a service tech's going to be there. Your service tech arrives. You know when they're at the front door. You show them what needs to be done. They go. They take a look. They do an analysis on everything. They go, they figure it out. This is what it's going to cost to fix this. That's customer service in any type of year or years, but especially during COVID and all the things that have been going on, their customer service and everything that they have to do to keep it safe for everyone is outstanding. Give them a call, 515-654-5249. Once again, Laser Home Services. Still waiting for the BCS updates. So we'll check that out and see what's happening. I said before that Coach Franklin at Penn State gets a 10-year contract extension, just like Mel Tucker. I think some of these coaches have taken a look at the Dan Mullen situation and the Ed Orgeron, and they're not comparable. Those two are not comparable. Dan Mullen came to Florida. It was kind of a mess, and he fixed it and got them to 3 New Year's Six Bowls and then had a bad year. And he doesn't even get a chance to correct it. Now, I talked about that a little bit yesterday. If you didn't listen to the show, I'm going to just kind of overview. He's not the happiest go lucky guy in the world. He's a little frank with media, maybe with boosters, maybe with the school. I don't know all the underlying things. All I know is what happened on the football field. And he was, the Florida Gators until this year were experiencing things that they hadn't experienced for a while. And he's let go. I think when you're a football coach and you're looking at your situation, that has to play into that said situation. Once again, I just watched a little bit more video on Wander Franco of the Tampa Bay Rays, an amazing young player. I'm trying to see if it says at any point in time how old he is. 182. It would also cover his, he is 21 years old. So that contract, compared to some that are out there, Ronald Acuna Jr. had an 8-year, $100 million. Luis Robert from White Sox, 6 years for $50. Jimenez from the White Sox, 6 years for $43. Paul DeJong, 6 years for $26. Chris Archer, 6 years for $25. This young man, that's pretty amazing. That's unusual for the Tampa Bay Rays. Matt Campbell says this about, and this, it almost makes me cry every time I read it and I hear it. Matt Campbell says, my seniors are ready to win at life and make an impact and a difference. What they have done is leaving behind a blueprint at a place where everyone said it couldn't be done. They've proven that it can be done. I mean, if that's the thing that they write on a wall about my class or my, you know, for anything, I'll take that. And I think what he just said right there, and it didn't say the most wins in this period of time, or the most bowl appearances in this amount of time, or the highest finishes in the Big 12, or the most wins, or what everybody else is looking for, except for maybe Matt Campbell and this group of young men and the young men that have come in after them. Let me do that one more time. Matt Campbell, my seniors are ready to win at life. That means not only did we sit here and try to teach them football, but we tried to teach them life as well. And they're ready to make an impact and a difference. It didn't say an impact and a difference on a football field. It said they are ready to make an impact and a difference in life for someone, somebody, somewhere. It's going to make their life better because of what these young men have been through for the past 5 years. And I'm not just saying that for Iowa State. I've said the same thing. See, I get this feedback all the time. I'm surprised I haven't got a text for saying that. It's the same culture at Iowa that Kirk Ferentz, people want to be like Kirk Ferentz. Matt Campbell wants people to be like Matt Campbell, but Matt Campbell doesn't care because Matt Campbell is going to be Matt Campbell, and Kirk Ferentz doesn't care because Kirk Ferentz is going to be Kirk Ferentz. This happens to be my show, and I happen to be a Cyclone fan, and I'm going to give these seniors a going away. And I would do the same for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Those guys walking across that stage, I know Jack Kerner, I know Riley Moss, I know those young men, and I know what they've gone through, and it hasn't been all rainbows and lollipops. I mean, they had some situations. They had some tense moments in the past year. And they fought through as a team. They walk out together as a team. The Swarm might be the coolest thing I've ever seen coming in and going out. I love the fact that you have the wave and you do everything. I love the fact what the University of Iowa does for the hospital and all and everything involved. Watching that football team come in like they come in and go out like they go out is the most beautiful thing that I've seen on a football field when it comes to being a team. What Matt Campbell is saying about his team right now is something that I respect, adore, whatever word you want to use. What they have done is they're leaving behind a blueprint at a place where everyone said it couldn't be done. We can't win more than six games. We can't finish above 500 in the Big 12. We can't recruit good enough. We can't recruit good enough kids. We don't have good facilities. We don't have the best facilities. We don't even have remotely. And they have proven that it can be done. Now you got to bring Jamie Pollard in there. You have to bring in boosters in there. You have to bring in fans in there. But it starts with Matt Campbell, and it starts with this group for the past 5 years. And boy, can you pull some kids out of there and go, wow. Chase Allen, wow. Charlie Kolar, wow. Brock Purdy, wow. Rory Walling, wow. On and on and on. Breece Hall, Xavier Hutchinson, Jake Hummel, Mike Rose, Owlsworth, all of them. They came into a situation that people said, why are you going there? And they went there and they had success. Love it. I talked about this earlier in the week, and it's going to happen here. They're going to have liftoff here in today, as long as the weather's good. Falcon 9, Elon Musk, is getting ready to be launched into space so it can collide with an asteroid that they have picked out to see what it does. Can it change the trajectory? Can it knock it into enough pieces that it will go away? That's some interesting stuff, folks. We're living in a time that I didn't know I'd ever get to see things like that. The most amazing, it's not the most amazing. I remember seeing, I was too young to see the first launch. I've seen a few. I remember the Challenger, and I'm gonna segue into this next here in just a second with the Challenger explosion and loss of life. The space program, I mean, my gosh, it's another one of my movies, Apollo 13, right? I watch it constantly just because. But to go through all the things that the space program has been through and now combining with other people, Jeff Bezos today, Michael Strahan said he's going to be one of the people that are going to go up with Blue Origin with Bezos. That's an interesting thing. But speaking of the Challenger, in one of the things that I was reading today to prepare for the show, it mentioned Ronald McNair, and it had a picture of him. And I'm like, man, okay, hit me. How do I – Ronald McNair. Challenger. And it said and it had his picture, and it had a story. And it said, Ronald McNair, 1959, police were called to a segregated library to take out a 9-year-old boy because this particular library wasn't for black people, and he was in there studying and reading books and wanted to check out some books. This young man went on to get a PhD in physics from MIT, became an astronaut, passed away in the Challenger explosion. Today, if you go to that same library that refused him service, you will now see people getting books, handing out books, studying, and doing that at the Ronald McNair Library. It's named after him. See, those are stories that don't get out in the mainstream media enough. Those are stories that have to get out so we can take a step back and quit being so divided and try to get along. That's a great story. Joe Flacco and Mike White, who have started the last two football games for the New York Jets, can't play because they're in COVID protocol. I think Mike White actually has COVID and Joe Flacco is not vaccinated. So the young quarterback comes back, has to play. Man, I'll tell you what. It's crazy in the NFL when you sit back and take a look and you go down the list. Who has a quarterback? Who doesn't? Who has a offensive-minded coach? Who doesn't? Who has a left tackle? Who has a tight end? Who has a wide receiver? There's a blueprint to win in the NFL that there's not 32 teams that know how to follow that blueprint. It's kind of funny. It's out there. Stan Kroenke, when he took the St. Louis Rams and they moved to Los Angeles, that still leaves a pretty big scar there. They're in lawsuits. He's not being the greatest person to some of the lawsuits that are being done. Stan Kroenke, if my history helps, was an Amway, started Amway, or his family started Amway. He's married to a Walton of Walmart. He alone is worth $10 billion. And not even in that $10 billion is the $5 billion that he took to build the stadium in Los Angeles. And he is penny pinching and not wanting to pay St. Louis, even though they had a contract that they couldn't leave. Sometimes that just, I don't know. It's interesting that these things don't, that it doesn't take a bigger spotlight. How much does it take to just say, listen, St. Louis isn't working out. You guys don't have the money to build a stadium. I'll pay my buyout. Let's get this over with. We'll figure, if I can help, I'll help. I'm going to go back to Los Angeles. It's where we belong. And, this is what I'm willing to pay. If that's not enough, let's negotiate. But man, it's just been over and over and over and over again. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. One more segment before we have one more day before Thanksgiving. I'll be right back.
The Champ is Des Moines' home for professional play-by- real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Tuesday. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Top of the hour, I do believe the new BCS ratings will be coming out. We'll talk about that here in just a second to see who we think is in or out. Want to thank Zach Steenblok for coming in today. Happy hour with Steen and Scott. We're going to get at least one segment in tomorrow. Scott will call in and we'll do a little quick sports and Thanksgiving little celebration time tomorrow. If you need to check out the show, and it's right here on 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ or at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700thechamp.com. Coming up on this radio station Wednesday, regularly programmed, Thursday, you get a little 11 a.m. Bears, Lions, 3 p.m. Raiders, Cowboys, 8 p.m. Bills and Saints. You get Saturday, you get you and I and St. Bonaventure, the Bonies. 12:30 Sunday afternoon, you're going to get Eagles and Giants, pregame 11:30 Rams and Packers joined in progress. Sunday night football is the Browns and the Ravens. That's a huge game. Next Monday night is the Seahawks and the Washington football team. The reason that we did not mention the Kansas City Chiefs is because they have a bye this week. We also have time to give a little love to the sponsors of my show, Northwest Bank, BetMGM, and Laser Home Services. I appreciate everything that they do for us. One of the big flashing things that just came across on one of my screens, Klay Thompson's participating in full practice, trying to come back from a blown knee and a blown Achilles. Oh, man. How much fun, God willing, is that to be watch Golden State if you add in someone like Klay Thompson sitting out there shooting with everybody else as well. So the latest college football rankings, when they reveal at the top of the hour, you have Georgia, you have Alabama, you have Ohio State, you have Cincinnati, you have Notre Dame, you have Michigan, you have Oklahoma State, and you have Oklahoma. And here's the great thing about that. There's eight teams right there. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State play. Michigan and Ohio State play. Georgia and Alabama are going to have to play. And Cincinnati and Notre Dame have already played. Got a lot of tie-ins there. Still a lot to decide. And will you have someone sneak? I don't even think you can have someone sneak in. I really don't. I'm not buying into Wake Forest being at number 10. Neutral field, Baylor takes care of Wake Forest. I'm a huge Ole Miss fan. They need to win again this weekend. You know, then everybody else, too many losses. So that's your if you looked at your group of, even if you wanted to put Baylor in there, because Baylor I still think has an outside chance depending on who wins and who loses this weekend. Too many things going on in my brain to really think that through. But let's just do, so you have Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Michigan, Michigan State. I think Michigan State is out after the loss. Oregon is out after their loss. So that takes two more out. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to have a hard time. I think the biggest mystery is, can Alabama, if they play Georgia in the championship game of the SEC and they get beat, but it's a close game, can Alabama get in with two losses over everybody else? My thought process on that is yes, because maybe they have an inside scoop from somebody helping them in the process. I don't know, I'm just teasing. But I kind of believe it, so maybe I'm not teasing. Once again, Emin Schumpert, 6'7", won Dancing with the Stars last night. You have to see his dance that he did at the very end. It was crazy. The Iowa Hawkeyes, their starting five for the past couple of games have been Joe Toussaint, Bohannon, Connor McCaffrey, Keegan Murray, and Flip Rebecca. I don't think that is their best lineup, but I think it's a lineup that they're comfortable with. Chris Murray, Ulis, and Tony Perkins were the first off the bench. Two of the players I think are playing really well, and I think they maybe on the defensive end, maybe he wants more work, is Peyton Sanford and Patrick McCaffrey. It gives them so many more options when those two are on the floor, along with Chris Murray. What a advantage that Coach McCaffrey has right now. Once they start playing tougher teams, though, you're going to find out. You know, it's when you have the mindset that you can get to the hole or you can get your shot whenever you want, basketball is an easy game to play. But when you play teams like you're going to play in that upper echelon of the Big Ten who play defense and tough defense, you're going to find out what kind of moxie your team has. But right now, you tell me who's a better player than Keegan Murray in basketball. And there's some people out there that are really good. Gonzaga has a couple. Gonzaga has a huge game tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Maybe it's this weekend. It's Gonzaga UCLA on ESPN at 9 o'clock Central Time. Watch that game. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys at least that'll be first round draft picks. Chet Holmgren, 7 foot freshman for Gonzaga. He's a double double machine. He's like a small forward, point forward, center right now. He's fun to watch. A lot of good basketball going to be played. It'll be a lot of fun. Iowa State will get tested going to Xavier. They're ranked number 25. I think it'll be a good thing for them to see where they're at with this group. They're deep. I think that helps you when you're playing some of these teams. It's going to help you when you have, you know, those back games when you're playing on a Tuesday, Wednesday, you're playing on a Saturday, Sunday. It means a lot. So it's Thanksgiving and somebody sent me a WKRP in Cincinnati video today, and it is the best that I've ever seen. So they go up and they are Herb and Arthur Carlson are doing a promotion for WKRP in Cincinnati. They're flying in a helicopter and they're dropping out turkeys. And when you're seeing it, it just seems like, because they're looking from the ground as well. And they are tossing turkeys out. And you kind of think, oh, they're tossing frozen turkeys out. That's probably not a good idea. No, they were tossing out live turkeys. And when Arthur Carlson, who owns the radio station, comes back, his saying is, as God as my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. I remember that. I laughed so hard. I remember that. I remember seeing it the first time on television live. It was so funny. And it cracks me up every time I see it. It was a great show. A lot of great people on that. Lonnie Anderson. So many really cool people on that show. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau going at it for dollars and dollars for charity, and to see if either one of them says one word to each other. I'm waiting for that. Or who's going to get the first gig in, or who's going to, that is must-see TV, I believe. The top five passers in the NFL, and when you look at their records, I mean, they're clearly over 500, and it does matter. Patrick Mahomes, 3,200. Tom Brady, 3,177. David Carr, 3,041. Stafford, 3,014. Justin Herbert, 2,927. The things that you can't do: have turnovers. The most turnovers in the NFL since 2019. Daniel Jones and the Giants. Jared Goff. Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. That is going to be the tough thing for Mr. Baker Mayfield to get that contract that he wants and thinks he deserves. You have been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We appreciate you coming in. I'll be back in here tomorrow. Enjoy the evening, and I will see you then.